You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're going to talk about being honest in life. We sometimes have to do that. It feels uncomfortable because we don't want to seem flawed or over vulnerable, but there actually is a power of confidence that can come through when you get through the fire and you're honest. It's like tearing off a Band-Aid. And there's this freedom that can come from just standing in the truth. And that could be in a relationship. Maybe you need to come clean in that way. Or maybe in your career, you find that you cut a couple corners, or maybe others are and you are trying to figure out how to call them out. Or just maybe in your own life, you need to be truthful with, are you giving life your all? Are you self-sabotaging yourself, procrastinating? Whatever that is today, we're going to address that. We want to make sure that you can call in 800-333-0001. And also, I want to make sure that after today's show, you do go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes are waiting there for you. Also, if you're on the go, remember you can go to your app store and look out for the Living Full Out Radio app, or on Alexa, just put that in as a skill, and we'll be there anytime you need the motivation. Also, stay with us in our next segment. We're going to have Patrick Chester. He had a 15-year gambling addiction. It is really an amazing story. I mean, I like to buy a lotto ticket every now and then, but he really takes it to the next level, but in a way that is actually inspiring. And addiction could be anything, right? It could be gambling, it could be food, it could be love. So maybe there is aspects of your life that you will see in his story and get a couple lessons there. Now, I want to make sure that over today's show, that I know being honest sometimes is tough because it's a big, big, big theme. But at the same time, you know, it's just kind of taking little steps each day, you know, really being honest with yourself, honest with what you want in life. It's not about checking boxes. It's not about keeping up with the Joneses. It's not about having to prove yourself to anyone other than you. Remember, always remember that you are the author of your life story, and you're writing it page by page, chapter by chapter. And literally, when the book is done, that's at the end of our life, and you want to look back and say, wow, I did try. I gave it my all. I loved big. I took chances. And most of all, I lived full out. So I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. Let's go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm just calling in, and I have been dealing with a lot of anxiety with nursing school. I'm a junior in nursing school right now. And so I do like it a lot, but it's very tough. And so I was just curious if you had any advice for remaining positive, not only in school, but I guess work or any other phase during the ongoing pandemic.
Well, I think it's a great question. I'm raising both my hands, right? Because I don't know anybody who isn't in that kind of hamster wheel, you know, exhaustion, overwhelmed feeling. But I am curious, what brings you the most anxiety in going to school right now?
What brings me the most anxiety? Well, right now we're doing like clinicals in person. So we're taking care of patients in the hospital. Which has been really good for experience, but I think just like confidence with that and just knowing that I'm able to care for these people. So I think I've just been anxious about making sure I'm doing everything right and being very extra cautious.
Well, and I think that's great, but you and I both know, and hopefully you haven't spent a lot of time as a patient yourself in a hospital, but I have from time to time, and I know that It's those nurses and those doctors that have that certain charisma, that certain like, I'm your friend, you know, I'm gonna be here for you. You know, just wanna make sure that you're checking the boxes of having all the right answers and doing all the procedures, But it sounds like you have that secret sauce down pat. Sounds like you're very loving, right?
No, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, so that's good. Check. But at the same time, let's just take nursing school as one bucket, right? You're giving it your all, you're spending a lot of time there. How is it going in the other areas of your life? Are you feeling that you're not connecting with friends and family? Do you feel like you've lost track of your own personal, like, workout and that sort of thing?
It's kind of funny you say that because, yeah, I think I'm stressed in other areas of my life other than school right now, especially with friendships and relationships. Mm-hmm. So I think that adds to the mix, too, because I carry that with me into school, into, you know, who I'm living with, you know, my friendships.
And is it mainly because you kind of feel like you're absent right now and they feel it, or is it because you maybe are a little anxious and you're short with them, or what part of that?
I wouldn't say I'm feeling absent, but I think that sometimes my anxiety is reflected in kind of how I connect with those people, fair always.
Well, you know what? It's not the most fair, but here's my thought on that. And because this is actually where I think your anxiety comes from. I actually think when it comes to nursing school, you got this. I think that whole part, it may seem like anxiety, but I really think that's your zone. Like, that's where you're fully all in. I think it's these other areas that you're kind of in doubt about, you know? And there is so much power that can come from just letting somebody know that you're proud of them, that you love them. And there are ways that you can do that without any time at all. I mean, literally, your roommate or whoever you live with, take a post-it note and put it on the mirror. So when they get up, they have this note from you saying, you know, have a great day, or maybe you leave them a motivational quote, or, you know, maybe if you're a little behind on the chores, maybe one day you do a little extra, or you do yours and theirs just to show good faith. And same goes for like a text message or a phone call. I think it's really just finding a way without over investing time, because time right now seems like that's really where you're limited in time to be with people, time for yourself. Right? Because you're giving so much to school.
Yes. I 100% agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you give and how do you show love when you can't give time? You do that in other ways. And it's just about feeling out what is that person's love language. So like if, for example, your roommate, it would be loving for you to do one extra chore of theirs on any given day as a surprise, then that, you plan it out, right? You kind of build it in, get up a little early, right? But that shows love. If you have like a relative or a sibling that you know is a really heart-centered person and they're missing you to pieces, you know, that's the person that you send them a text or you send them an email and you just reminisce about something, a memory that the two of you have together. They will get that and go, oh, she hasn't forgotten about me, you know? So, you know, it's kind of like knowing your person and then just kind of, but none of that has to take a lot of time, which is the beauty. So I would take today to think about who are those top five people that you feel like, gosh, I wish I could just like hug them and spend hours with them on the couch watching Netflix, but I can't. Who are those people and how could you show them love in a way that they would get that? And then maybe start with those five. And then maybe every week you're like, I'm going to do two a week. I'm going to do three a week, something manageable. Can you try that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. I think that's a really good tip, especially just a text. Or when you say that, I kind of think of my grandpa and how, you know, he doesn't have a lot going. And so even me texting him, you know, or calling him for 5 minutes means like makes his day and, you know, kind of breaks it up a little bit from just, you know, being in the house. But sometimes I have so much going that I'll be like, well, I'll call him later or something.
Well, I think I think a super small text is great. And there actually is technology out there. Just call your phone company because it's kind of phone company based. But there are ways that you can actually bypass talking to someone and just leave them a voicemail. So look into that, right? Think of all the voicemails you can leave. Yeah. So listen, I'm going to wish you all the best. Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
And for everybody, today it is about being honest. And I'm so glad that she and I took that journey together because I have a feeling Grandpa is going to be getting some voicemails from her going forward. And so you want to think about where in your life can you be more vulnerable, more honest, more authentic, because we all can. Nobody is perfect. Now stay with us because our next guest here, Patrick Chester, wow, has he been through the fire but came out the other end and is stronger. And such an inspirational story. I am Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Don't you wish that getting your child to eat right, move more, and spend less time in front of a screen could be as easy as pushing a button? It might not be that simple, but you do have more power than you know. And you can maximize that power with proven strategies, tips, and tools from the National Institutes of Health's We Can, or Ways to Enhance Children's Activity and Nutrition program. We Can offers all kinds of resources, including fun recipes and activities the family can do together to show you the way to live a healthier lifestyle. We're not saying it's easy. We are saying that it can be done. Take the first step today. Call 1-866-359-3226 for a free We Can Parents Handbook. And be sure to visit the We Can website at wecan.nhlbi.nih.gov for free information too. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition.
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference.
Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfulloutcom. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being honest. And how do you even find the words sometimes? How do you take action? How do you take those first steps when you know you're in a place that you're being inauthentic or, you know, out of integrity? And the thing is, each week we try to bring you inspirational guests that really demonstrate the theme, but more so learning from them the lessons of how they got through those really hard times. And Patrick Chester having about a 15-year run at a gambling addiction, and just the twists and turns of that, and all the times that he had to spin things and lie and make up stories. We are going to take a ride today with him, but I'm so grateful that he's on the show today, because this, any addiction is serious, but gambling, it actually impacted many, many people other than just him. So welcome, Patrick, to the show.
Nancy, hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know what, Patrick? I'm the one who's the lucky one. Now, not lucky like win the lottery, but lucky that you are sharing the story, because it's a toughie, you know? And I know that you do it because you know there's a lot of value there, but I also know that it's hard to talk about, right? And so I appreciate you being courageous and doing so. And I want to take our audience back a bit, because you grew up like so many of us, watching your dad and his buddies get, you know, bet and gamble, and it was really a fun atmosphere. And then I'm with you, you know, 21 comes, we go to the casinos and we get to play blackjack for the first time, and you did that too. And you lived in Washington. You didn't live in a big, you know, like Las Vegas or anything. So you had a friend and a cousin, actually, in Nevada, that would let you do some sports bets, you know, remotely from time to time. And, you know, all of that I can really, really appreciate, because I think that's just kind of almost the passages of life and just, you know, dibble dabbling with gambling. But where I think your story takes a really large leap into addiction is when you started stealing from your business partner at 28. I know that you ended up having a landscaping business together, but how were you doing that and why?
Yeah, so, you know, what was happening was we were doing jobs together, you know, and I would just, for example, take a payment from a customer and you know, instead of divvying it up 50-50 like we should have, I was divvying it up 60-40 or 70-30 or something like that, you know, because that was the kind of the beginnings of my severe gambling problems, you know, and I was taking money and putting it towards gambling and that sort of thing, and not really understanding the ramifications or the consequences of what I was really doing, you know. And so that's when it really all began. You know, you start taking advantage of friends and things like that. And that's where it really starts to take a turn.
Well, and the mindset piece to me was so interesting, because you didn't feel guilty for taking more than your share to gamble with. You were more defensive. And why is someone with addiction like that defensive?
Well, you know, we in my mind, you know, people would question me, or if I were questioned about something like that, I don't know why, but I would put up a defense, you know, and say, "What? How dare you question me? You know, I'm working really hard for this." And, you know, it's almost as if I'm making these choices and putting them in the back of my brain and almost dismissing them as if they never happened, you know? And so somebody would question me on something, and I would say, "Well, no, I'm not doing anything wrong." You know, and I think it's just, it's a defense mechanism that we use really to distract ourselves from what's really going on.
Right. Well, I know that partnership eventually ended. You were kind of together in this partnership from like 28 to 31. And then you went to go work for a friend that you had known for years. In fact, he was going to be a groomsman in your wedding, right? You were really close. But you were kind of looking after things when he would travel and be out of town. And you decided to kind of take this addiction to the next level by forging checks. Tell us about that first time.
The first time was hard. I wrestled with it, you know, and I ended up convincing myself that it would be okay. You know, I would just explain it to my friend when he got back, if he questioned me on it, I would just explain it to him. Hey, you're out of town. I was short on money. I wrote myself a check and just, let's just take it out on my next paycheck, that sort of thing. It's this rationalization we do, right, in our head. But I struggled with it the first time, but then after that, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, it's easier and easier. Well, I did it once. I can do it again. I did it a couple times. I can do it once more. I'm not going to do it any more than that. And that's what happens. It just continues. And every time it gets a little bit easier to make the same bad decision that you wrestled with the first time.
Well, and we're talking today about being honest, and that moment did come when he called you out. How did you answer that? Because you had written checks.
He called me out. I remember it vividly. We were on a job site and he pulled me aside very calmly. He wasn't combative. He wasn't making a scene in front of other people. He called me and he pulled me aside and he just said, "Hey, look, I have a stack of checks here that I didn't write to you. So what's going on?" You know, and then it became this story where I tried to spin it as if he gave me the okay to do this if he were ever out of town. I thought you said it was okay to do that, and we would just settle up when he got back, that sort of thing. And he, I think he looked at me and probably thought, what am I dealing with here? what are we talking about? Because that's how we almost spin people in circles with our stories to the point where they're almost confused. Like, what am I hearing here? You know, and so that's what I did. And we agreed that I would pay him back, you know, in short time, in short order, you know, and that was the plan. That's how we left it at that point.
Well, and I know at that point, again, that friendship, that partnership ended, and you decided to go open your own business, just kind of go alone, right? And you were actually engaged and going to get married, and you were buying a condo. Boy, 33 was a really busy year for you, but you had a lot going on. But at the same time, this spinning concept and kind of how you were rationalizing all these ways in which you were maybe stealing from others or fibbing others, you actually started to do that with your wife in not paying bills. How can you share we're going to be going to a break, but what I want you to do is when you come back, I want you to share with us the rationale of that. Because I can appreciate, we've all been there, right? You know, in the early years of our lives where you're like, do I pay the cable bill or do I pay the credit card bill, right? But the thing is you were not paying even your mortgage. So everybody, when we come back, we're going to be taking more time here with Patrick. Addiction, whether it's gambling, whether it's food, whether it's love, whether it's alcohol, it is serious. So I want to make sure that you reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com if you need support, hotline, therapy. Let us know. We want to help you. We're going to be coming right back more with Patrick Chester after the break. We'll be back. I'm Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being honest of life. And we're continuing our interview with Patrick Chester, our inspirational guest for today. So I'd like to welcome Patrick back to the show. So, Patrick, are you with me?
Nancy, I'm here. Yeah, thanks so much.
Oh, good. Yay. Okay. So, Patrick, I want to, we talked in the last segment about, you know, partnerships where maybe you were out of integrity or forging checks, but I want to teach our audience about the mindset of this gambling addiction, because it didn't just stop there with friends and business partners. You actually stole quite a bit from the one who loved you the most, your wife. And I kind of talked about in the last segment, I know that you were kind of the one in charge of the bills. I know you didn't pay your mortgage for like 2 years. All of that money went to gambling or back into the business, which then would go back to gambling. But you even went as far as to take from her 401k. And I'm just wondering, why or how were you able to rationalize that?
So, yeah, and this is difficult to talk about, but it's important, you know, for me to talk about. How I rationalized it, it's hard to say. The gambling had become all-consuming with me, right? So from the time I woke up until the time I went to bed, I was trying to figure out ways to gamble and make money and double up my money. And so I was running out of options, and I would think, well, I could take a loan out of my wife's name, or like you just mentioned, I could take $28,000 from her retirement account without her knowing. Because what I'll do is I'll win that money back and I'll just put it back in the account before she ever knows it. That's the game we play in our head, right? And so mm-hmm. we're going to take the money now. We're going to worry about how we're going to fix it later. And that's how I was doing things. That's when I was making these choices, that was my rationale.
Well, and that kind of became your mantra on the home front with your wife, but also in business, because again, you had your own business and you would get some really large accounts, 20,000, 30,000. You would just do maybe 5,000 to get the project started, but then the rest of the deposit you would start gambling with, assuming you could just quickly double your money and put it back in. But you started to get a reputation for somebody who was unethical. In fact, you lost your license, you know, and one bad call after another, people started kind of getting onto it until finally, kind of your finale of all your misdemeanors. Tell us about when you decided to take rental equipment and sell it.
That was pretty much the end of the road. Yes. You know, I had run out of, you know, I'd worked as a contractor, and as you just said, you know, I had run out of options. You know, people didn't trust me to do the projects and hand large checks over to me anymore. So I decided to take some equipment that didn't belong to me. I rented it and sold it with the idea, again, in my head that, well, I'm going to sell it now, but I'll just win that money back. I'll buy the equipment back. I'll return it to the rightful owner. He'll never know the difference. And so it's this sickness that's going on inside of my brain is telling me that right now it's okay. Worry about the consequences later, you know? And so that was the game I was playing within my own head, you know?
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, the consequences kept coming. Later on down, you had a sentencing. We'll get to that in a second for all these crimes. But your family finally caught on to it as well. And there's so much to that. But they did decide to fight for you. They did an intervention, which I know we see them on Dr. Phil and all these different shows on TV. But this was intense, crying and blaming and But your family loved you enough to get you to treatment. But, you know, when I think of treatment, like, you know, someone going through drug treatment or something like that, you know, there's this weaning off process. What is gambling addiction treatment?
Right. So, you think of withdrawals and, you know, the physical withdrawals that you may see from somebody who's addicted to meth or alcoholism or whatever. You know, with gambling, it's not so much the physical withdrawals, it's the mental, you know, but you still go through that. For me, it was basically untangling all the wires inside of my head that were crossed. Okay. And it's trying to decompress and figure out what actually is wrong with me. You know, I was so sick when I went off to treatment, I was so sick that I had no idea why I was doing the things I was doing. You know, and so it was a matter of just taking a breath and trying to understand what was going on inside my head that was causing me to make these bad decisions.
Mm. Don't we all need therapy from time to time? You know, I mean, because that actually was one of your turning points where you actually had that time. You had people explaining how the brain worked, and you eventually did have a sentencing day for all your crimes, and you got sentenced to 4 months in jail, which I imagine is terrifying because, you know, that's jail and it's lonely. But the magic, the secret sauce was time that you could really think. What did you learn in jail?
you know, that was the turning point, really. I don't like to use the term rock bottom, but that was definitely my lowest point. You know, I was there staring at walls for 4 months, and it gave me time to process what I had learned in treatment, because I had spent 30 days at very intense, as you mentioned, very intense inpatient treatment for my addiction. But you can't process that. It takes a while to settle down and really understand what you've been taught. And so 4 months in jail gave me that time to process, figure out how I was going to move forward when I left, how to be a better person, how to be a better husband, whether I even was going to be a husband. I didn't know at the time whether I was going to have a marriage to go back to or not, but I certainly had hoped that was going to be the case. But even if it wasn't, I had to figure out a way. You know, if my wife had decided we're done, I still had to figure out a way to live a life of recovery and get my life back on track. So that those 4 months staring at walls and reading the Bible, I needed that.
Well, and your wife and your father-in-law and your sister-in-law, they all came to visit you one day, just like we see in the movies. You're on one side of the window, they're on the other. But your sister-in-law said something to you that meant the world. What did she say?
Yeah, and again, this is one of those memories that's I'll never shake. You know, it was the day after I went to jail, and I didn't sleep at all the night before, and I didn't even know they were coming. They came, and it was late at night, I think. My wife is a wreck. My father-in-law is pacing back and forth because I don't even know that he can even look at me or listen to me. He was so disgusted. And my sister-in-law looked at me and she said, "Look, Pat, we're not going anywhere. We will be here for you if you're just honest. That's all we want. We want honesty. We want the truth. That's all we want. And if you tell us the truth, we're here for you. If you don't, we're gone." And that, again, that was a major turning point. And really from that point forward, that's in large part why I do what I do now. It's the polar opposite of the way I used to live. I want to be transparent. I want to be open, as hard as it is to tell these stories. It's part of who I am now.
Mm-hmm. You know, if we could only go back in time, right, Patrick, if you could only go back and sit down with that 10-year-old boy saying, "I know this looks fun, but let me tell you what gambling can do." Or if you could only go back to that business partner and make different choices, or, you know, start paying those bills and not spending the money. But how do you deal with your own anger? Have you forgiven yourself? Because you hurt a lot of people.
I have forgiven myself, and it wasn't easy. That's one thing they tell you in treatment is, if you're going to live a life of recovery, you need to get over the shame and the guilt, and you need to forgive yourself. And it took me probably two years really before I reached that point of forgiveness within myself.
So, you know, you lived a big life. It may have been not the most honest life, but you were busy living it. But what does living full out mean to you now that you're on this road and you're honest and you're still with your wife and your son and the family is still there with you? What does living full out mean to you now?
It's being honest, being transparent, like we just talked about, and not being afraid to talk about what makes a lot of people uncomfortable. You know, mental health is a big deal in this country. And a lot of people take what I call the old school approach to it, where they just, you know, "I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear about it. Don't tell me about therapy. Go fix your problems." And to me, living full out is talking about our problems, getting it out in the open. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's bugging you? Let's talk about it. Being open and honest with family, friends, that's living full out to me.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, Patrick, you have got a huge fan and a friend in me forever. I think that you are you embody so much of what it means to live full out, the man that you become today. So I'm very proud of you. And thank you very much for sharing your story with our community.
Thanks, Nancy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Patrick. And for everybody listening, I mean, his story is hard to hear. I'm sure it was even way harder to live. But we've all been there. And if you have a story, if you've overcome a health condition or your own addiction or an accident where you recovered, we'd very much like to hear from you and perhaps have you on the show as an inspirational guest. Make sure you reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Of course, give us your contact information so we can reach out to you, let us know the circumstances of what happened, but most of all, what you learned, what you got out of it, what were your ahas, because that's how we all grow and learn together. Today, it is all about being honest, and sometimes when we're honest, we have to sit down with ourselves and we have to figure out what's not working in our life. And sometimes that does mean you have to go to family and friends and get resourceful and have them as sounding boards or have them hold your feet to the fire and keep you accountable. And, you know, we're always here for you at the Living Full Out show as well. So we're going to be coming back, taking more of your calls. I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out show. It's all about being honest as we live full out. We'll be back.
Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The following message is about Medicaid and CHIP, free or low-cost health coverage for kids and teens. Enrollment is open year-round.
Hey, voice lady, give me the mic.
Okay.
Hey, DJ, let's switch up the music. That's better. So listen up, moms and dads out there. There are these programs called Medicaid and CHIP. They offer free or low-cost health coverage for kids. Things like doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and shots are covered. All the stuff that keeps kids like me healthy and in charge.
So, as you can tell, a covered kid is a confident kid. And it means confident parents, too. To learn more about affordable health coverage for your family, visit healthcare.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669.
Yep, you could do something big for your family today because enrollment is open year-round.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And Sophia.
They're going to jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, Nick Cannon here. So we all know we've got a lot of talent in America, but unfortunately, there's something else we've got way too much of. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids struggle with it in this country. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks gather surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say.
sake.
Health insurance is now affordable and covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people.
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
When it comes to being honest, you first of all want to sit down with yourself and just be really transparent with what is working in your life. At that point, you want to make a list of the priorities. Which one do you need to tackle first? Not all of them. And then turn to friends and family or online for resources, because the biggest thing is you're not alone. Be honest and everything will unfold naturally.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out show. And today we've been talking about being honest, and I am right there with all of you. Gosh, I think back to the early years of losing my eyesight due to retinitis pigmentosa. And, you know, there were many times that I would go on a date and I would feel like, gosh, I don't want to tell him that I can't see because, you know, maybe he won't want to go out with me, or, you know, how we think in those ways. Or sometimes back when I was in real estate and I was losing my vision, I didn't know how to tell a client that I really couldn't see the crack in the foundation. Again, a moment where I needed to be more honest. But what I learned in all of those situations is the minute that I was honest, the minute I was more transparent, it wasn't so much about needing to be something, someone, or check a box. I could just be Nancy. And the thing is, it's a lot easier to be yourself than to be somebody else or something else. You know, so consider that as you're evaluating where you want to make changes in your life, because I'm with you. It's not easy, but it's actually really liberating. So I'm getting word from our producer that we do have another caller on the line. Let's go check in with them. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, welcome. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Nice to hear your voice. How can I help you?
Okay, so my question is, like, as a freshman international student studying in the United States, how do I prepare myself for the MBA program, like, without any prior work experience?
Well, that is a good question, right? You need to get experience. You need to get experience. So what, how much time do we have to play with here before you actually have to apply, do you think?
I will be graduating this spring semester, and I'll be going right into the program in the fall semester.
Okay. Now, have you
done... There's only like 2 months in between.
All right. So it's game on, sister, right? We have got to get some experience going. Okay. So here's the thing. The truth is time. And it's not like you can pack in 2 or 3 internships in 2 months. However, you what they're looking for a lot of times is, you know, how giving you are, how... aware you are, you know, how knowledgeable you are. So you might contact, for example, what is your career choice? What are you trying to do ultimately?
So my plan is to get into digital marketing, like later in my career path. Yeah.
Perfect. So
especially
what you want...
for jewelry industry.
Perfect. So what I would do, sometimes I like to go the road less traveled. So, of course, you can go on a site and find internships or find jobs and apply, but then you're with everybody else, right? I say go the road less traveled. So I would look for, in your local area, I would look for some jewelry stores and maybe even the small ones who might need you most. And I would just call them up or go into the store, meet with the owner and say, you know what? I tell them all the great things about you, but say, I would really like to help your store. I'm happy to volunteer. In fact, I went to your website and I think these are some ways in which I could help you, or I see your social media, but maybe we could add video or do this or do that. If you can be the answer to their problem, then they will want you for 2 days and they will want you for 2 months. Okay. but it's right. but it's going to be better if you hunt down that store, that jewelry store, where maybe you could just add a little bit more to their social media presence. Then you tell them, this is the time I have, this is what I can do for you in that amount of time. And then actually let that be a very valuable experience. Test yourself, let it be measurable. Take a snapshot of where the company was before you started, and then see what you can do in 2 months. And then take a snapshot of those results. That's gonna carry a lot more weight in the interview process for your degree further on. Do you see that?
Oh yeah, that's a really good advice. I get it. Yeah. So I'll be looking for some local places, because right now I'm in Kansas, so I think there are some jewelry stores nearby, and I think that's something I can do within a time frame of 2 months.
I think you absolutely can. So let that be your project for today, but thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And for everybody listening, it is all about Living Full Out today. Being honest, our entire Living Full Out family thanks you for listening. We've got Rich and Eilish and Megan and Skylar and Caleb and so many people that are standing right there beside you in being honest. I know it's scary, but you can do this. And again, if you want to hear today's show again, go to livingfullout.com and all of our episodes are there for you. You can also go to the App Store, look for Living Full Out Radio, or if you have an Alexa, just put us in as a skill and you can listen to us show after show after show. But the thing is, we want to make sure that you're confident, that you're gobbling up all that life has to offer, and you will have that freedom when you're more honest, I promise you. So most of all, know that I believe in you very much, and it's when you think about being honest, remember the words that you say to yourself in your mind, but also out loud. I will, I can. That is how you live full out, authentically and honestly. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.